Okay. Good morning, everyone. Be'ezus Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. We are beginning Meseches Rosh Hashanah. 5 weeks of Rosh Hashanah to the day. 35 blot. 5 weeks. And we're so excited to begin our ninth Mesechta together. So hopefully Hashem should continue to give us the Siyata Deshmaya to finish Shas together. Good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Mati, remind me of your name, I'm sorry.
Yitzchak,
right. Harav Eliezer, Dov, Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, Shlomo David, Mordechai. And on the Zoom we got Chanachenach, Ruben, Steven, someone just shifted, Noach, Yehuda Yitzchak Netana, welcome, David Yoshua, of course, Donnie, Mazel Tov on the Siyam. And I got no on two devices. Jeremy, good morning. Okay, great to see everyone. Here we go, let's begin. A very, very brief introduction. One of the major topics discussed in Mesechta Rosh Hashanah is Kiddush HaChodesh. That's going to be one of the things we discussed, not so much towards the beginning, but in the middle. The whole way that they used to make Rosh Chodesh, someone had to see the Levana. And the one interesting thing is that nowadays, in the year 358, Hillel, not the Hillel HaZaken, but 13 generations after Hillel HaZaken, Hillel, he went and instituted the calendar that we have now. He was Mekadesh all the Chadashim Lahaba, because he saw that there was going to be a time there was going to be no Bezdin. So he instituted what we do nowadays, Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. Every month has exactly 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. What are chalakim? You hear the guy announcing every week, you have no idea what he's talking about. 1,080 chalakim in a minute. And the new moon happens at 793. 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. That's when it actually happens, but we only are Mekadesh when you actually see it, which is only at night. During the day, you're not going to see it. It'll happen during the day, but we can't really see it. So that's why we have our issue of Kiddush HaChodesh. There are 7 leap months in every 19 years. 7 leap months. My father used to know all these things. 7 leap months in every 19 years. And with that brief introduction, let's launch right into Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. Says the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are 4 Rosh Hashanahs Lagabe, 4 different halachas. Be'echad v'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'melachim v'l'regalim. The first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings. What does this mean? The Gemara is going to explain all these, but in this case, the Gemara means that the kings used to sign any document that would come forth from a particular king. So that document would have to be stated the 4th year of the reign of this particular king. So they used to write the years of that particular king. And the reason they would do that is because of Shlom Malchus. You know, they wanted to make peace with the surrounding kings. So therefore, we nowadays actually in Aksuba, we write the amount of years, Mibrias Olam, right? From the you go to a wedding, you hear the Be'echa B'Shabbos, Chameshas Alafim Shvamios, Ushmonim, Laminyan Sha'anamonin Khan, you know, that's the minion of Brias Olam. So, but in the days of the Gemara, they used to do it according to the king, and those years would start from the first of Nisan. That's Lemalachim. V'liragolim, that the first regel is considered to be Pesach. Chaga Pesach starts with Nisan, that's the first of the Shalosh Regalim. Again, the Gemara is going to explain, who cares, that Pesach is the first of the Shalosh Regalim. What's that relevant for? We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about, I believe, if I remember correctly, Baal Ta'acher in context with that. We spoke just now a little bit about Baal Ta'acher in the end of Beitza, but Rosh Hashanah is the Iker Sugya where Baal Ta'acher shows up. Pesach is first. That's Rosh Hashanah L'Regal. Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. The year starts again for Maiser Behema on the first of Elul. It's a mitzvah to be mafresh for a carbon every 10th animal that are born, the 10th animal born each year. The year kicks in again from a Rosh Chodesh El. You're not allowed to take Meiser from animals that are born in 1 year on animals that are born in a different year. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, they disagree. They say there's only three Rosh Hashanahs. They say that's Echad B'Tishrei. That Meiser Behema kicks up again on Echad B'Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah number three, Echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, L'shanin, L'shmitin, L'yovlos, L'netia, L'yirakos. Let's go through each one of these. So, Shanim, what does that mean? So that's a major discussion. What exactly does Shanim mean? The Gemara is going to have Machlokas Hamarayim. Some say it means, even though, some say that this means that it's actually the Malchei Umos Ha'olam, the other Rosh Hashanah we said, L'malachim, that meant Jewish kings, and this one means non-Jewish kings. Like if the non-Jewish king is ruling, then they go by the Rosh Hashanah of Echad B'Tishrei. That's one explanation. Others say, no, really, it's only the other one. Right, so the other one was Malchei Yisrael. This is Malchei Umos Ha'olam. And others say, no, this means as far as the sun, the seasons of the year. And some say it's Rosh Hashanah Ledin. That's what this means. That Rosh Hashanah Lashanim means, no, that we get judged every year, which is the simple explanation. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. We'll wait for that. Lashmitin, Shmita starts on Rosh Hashanah, V'la Yovlos. Yovel starts then. Right, there's a Shaila. Does Shemitah really start then? Hello. Really, on the first of Elul, a lot of the laws of Shemitah start. So some of the Rishonim are bothered, right, because you're not allowed to already start planting and plowing a month before. So that's a discussion. So others say it just means planting and harvesting. And maybe Shemitah's Ksafim, so that stuff, Shemitah also cancels debts. So for that stuff, there is no din of Tosefes. So says the Aruch Laner, writes like that. Rashi seems to write that no, even Rashi even mentions plowing. So that's a little bit strange. All right, take a look at the Rashi. L'shmitin. Take a look at the Rashi. L'shmitin. What does Rashi say? L'shmitin l'yovlos. Mishinichnas tishrei aser lachrosh. Lizroam and Atorah Charisha and planting? Not really true. Charisha starts already a month before. And planting also starts. No, Midoraisa is a din of Tosefes. It's a din Doraisa, Tosefes Shemitah. So they din zach with Rashi a little bit. And that's why the Aruch Laner says, if not for Rashi's words, I would have written actually harvesting. Yeah, that the Isser of harvesting and Hashmatas Ksafim. Right, planting is okay. That's true. Planting is then, but the real issue is plowing. Plowing, we say, starts earlier. Right, the two main halachas of Shemitah are, of course, you're not allowed to work the land, and also the Shemitah's Ksafim, Shemitah's Kaka, Shemitah's Ksafim, and that's the chor what we're referring to here. Yovlos, right? That's all the dinim of Yovel. Lanetia, that's when the years of Arla are counted, which means even if you planted a tree Rosh Chodesh Av, 1 month before Tishrei, by Tishrei it's already called the second year. We already call it the second year. We don't go day to day when it comes to Arla. We don't go day to day. V'la Yirakos, Maiser Yerek, right? So that's Yirakos is Maiser Yerek, right? All the dinim of Truma and Maiser, they all kick in again at Rosh Hashanah. Of Echad B'Tishrei, and finally says the Mishnah, Echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan. That's Maiser as far as fruit trees. Maiser as far as fruit from trees. So there, we follow when the fruit blossomed after Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omer, B'Chamish Asar Bo. Beis Hillel says the 15th. I once had a Rebbe who explained that many machloks in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout Shas can be explained by Beis Shammai always takes the potential and Beis Hillel looks at the actual. So here you have the sap in the tree So it's inside the tree Rosh Chodesh, but it only comes out, you can only see it in the tree by Tu B'Shvat. It says Lishitasam in all of Shas. The Beis Shammai always looks for the potential, takes like the maximalist Lechatchila view. Beis Hillel is much more practical, down to earth, a little bit more practical, down to earth. So that's why he wanted to say this Machlokas is dependent on that. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to analyze all of these. Says the Gemara, Lemelachim, on the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim. Lemai Hilchasa, what halacha does the say that the king's kingship starts at where we don't start? Oh, this king, you would have thought this king became king on, I don't know, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So his years begin from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We say no, it's Echad ben Nisan. If he becomes king Rosh Chodesh Adar, by the time Nisan hits, we're already going to write it's the second year of his kingship. Why? What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista Lishtaros. The Chachamim needed to have a set time for the of the kings, so that. We would know when, because otherwise it would be too confusing. Because the key halacha here is that Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Shviz, Shtori Chov HaMogdamim Psulim. If you predate, let's say you're writing a check and you write the date a month early, so that's puzzle. But again, that's a check. But Shtori Chov, let's say you write a Shtar Chov, Reuven's lending Shimon money. So the halacha is, if Reuven lends Shimon money, so all of Shimon's fields become mortgaged to pay back. Now let's say Shimon sold a field prior to the loan, so there's no mortgage debt on that. If he sold a field after the loan, so there's a shibud to pay back that debt. So we need to know when it was. So therefore, we needed to have a set permanent way of measuring the debts. You can't go to this king, to that king, this guy lives over here, it's going to be to this. We wanted to have a uniform set of dates so that we know what year we're talking about. Because if you write a shtar chov that was too early before the debt, there's no shibud. So shtar chov ha-mukdamim psulim, v'ha-mukharim ksher. And if you write a shtar chov that's post-dated, if you write the date in it later than it, that's okay because we're not worried about anybody, because the as long as the loan happened prior to the sale, so if you post-dated, it wasn't a big deal. Any fields that were sold afterwards would still be mortgaged. So therefore, it was important to have a uniform set of date of discussing what the date is, so that we would know from which year this debt was stated, and therefore the appropriate mortgaging would happen. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Melech she'amad be'esim v'tisha ba'adar, if they appointed a king on the 29th of Adar, Kevin Shikia Echad B'Nisan, one day later, also lo shana, they would already count that he's in the second year. Vimlo amad ela be'echad b'tishrei, however, if he was only appointed on the first of Tishrei, ain one lo shana, ad she'igia Nisan Acher. So his second year would only begin one year later. Amar Mar, Melech Shalom Besim V'Tisha Ba'adar, Kevin Shigi Echad B'Nisan, also Lo Shana, HaKamash Malon. What are you coming to teach me? The Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, that Nisan is considered to be Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, and two things, Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashav Shana, that even one day in the year is considered to be a significant year. When you already count, you already start counting year turn. You might have thought, okay, very nice, that's the Rosh Hashanah, but one day, come on, that's not a year, 2 days, maybe there's got to be at least a significant chunk of time. The Gemara says, no, even one day is considered to be significant. And if he was appointed on the first of Nisan, so once I already know from the first statement, says, so why do you need the second statement? Ain mon lo shana pshita. Says Gemara, ain mon lo shana shigiyas nisan acher pshita. Isn't that obvious? You already said at the beginning of the brisa that you only start counting on Echad B'Nisan. Why did the brisa have to tell us even the second half of it that we only start him on his second year once the second Nisan rolls around? Answer the Gemara, lo sricha. De imnu alei me Adar, they had already appointed him as the king in Adar, but he didn't actually take office until Nisan. Ma'u de seima nimnu le tarat and shanan. You might have thought, since they already appointed him, let's say the previous king died Rosh Chodesh Adar. So they already appointed the new guy. He didn't have an inauguration, whatever. They appointed him on the 15th of Adar. They appointed the new guy, but he's not actually going to take over until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you might have thought, since they already appointed him, even though he didn't actually take office, Nimnis amount the same, Nimnis lay tarat and shun, and we should count them already 2 years by the time Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes about. Kamash Malan, the Bryce teaches that no, that we only start counting the years of the king only when he actually de facto took over and not when he was appointed. Okay, interesting. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, Meis Ba'adar, if the king, not another Brisa. Meis Ba'adar, if the king dies in Adar, V'omad Acher Tachtav Ba'adar, and they appointed another king in his place in Adar, Monin Shana Lezeh Ulezeh. So, if you're, you can write to either of them. If the document is going to be dated Adar, so you have a choice. The first king was ruler for part of Adar. The second king was ruler for part of Adar. So you could write in your document either X number of years to the first king or X number of years to the second king, because either way, you have both of them ruling in Adar. Meis b'nisan v'amad achatachta b'nisan. So then Mona Shanel is El Azeh. If you want to write a document, you could either write year number X to first king or year number Y to the second king. It's the first, right? It's either the last year of the first king or the first year of the second king. Meis ba'adar v'amad achatachta b'nisan. So if the first king died in Adar and another king didn't take office until Nisan, Monin Rishona Le Rishon, meaning the first year, meaning up until the end of Adar, you have to count with the first king, Ushnia Lesheni, and if the loan happened in Nisan, so then from Nisan and onward, you could only count according to the second king. In other words, I guess technically it means like this. Even if you did the loan on the 10th of Nisan, but they didn't appoint the other king until the 15th of Nisan, at the end of the day, this king ruled in Nisan, so you could write to that. You can't write to the other king because he didn't rule in Nisan at all. So if you're writing in Adar, you got to write with the king that was king a little bit in Adar. And if you're writing in Nisan, you got to write with the king in Nisan. Amar, Meis ba'adar, Ramanach ha'tachta ba'adar, Monin shana lezeh ulezeh. You could use either one, says the Gemara, Pshita. Obviously, he already ruled in this year, so it was his year. You might think you can't split 1 year into two kings. And since the beginning of this year was king number one, so you can't use king number two. Kamash Malan, no, it's not true. And if you write, you want to write a document, you could, not only could you write that it's the, I don't know, the fifth year of the first king, you could even write it's the first year of the second king. Meis b'nisan v'amenach tarta b'nisan. If the king died in Nisan and they appointed another king in Nisan, Monin shana lezeh ulezeh. So you can count either one, says the Gemara, Pshita. They were both kings at that time. When do we say that only one day of a year is called a year? Besof shana. Maybe that's only at the end of a year. Aval betchilas shana lo amrinan. But maybe at the beginning of a year, you won't say that the previous king who ruled for one day of the new year, that that's actually called a full year of the previous king. Maybe at the end, we could say that it's called one full year, but just the guy, Mamish, died right after day number one or day number two of the year, so you might have thought we don't count it. Kamash Malanda, no. Once he was king for one day of the new year, you can say that that Nisan, anything that happened in that month, is considered to be it happened in the first month of in the next year, let's say. It was his sixth year, started again in Nisan, so you could even count one day. And finally, Meis Ba'adar, Va'amad Acha Tachtav, B'Nisan, Monin Rishon Alarishon, Ushni Alasheni. So then, anything done up until Adar, you have to count the first king. And anything done that in Nisan, you got to count the second king, says the Gemara. Pshita, isn't this obvious? Second, isn't this obvious? Says the Gemara Pshita, isn't this obvious? As well, Tzricha, to imnu aleme Adar, they had already appointed him in Adar, but he didn't actually take office until Nisan. Umelech ben Melechu, and he is a king, the son of a king. So the king, the son of a king, is going to be Yoresh, the Melucha. That is one of the halachos of Jewish kings, as the pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim. Leman Yarech Yomim Amamlachto, Hu Uvanav Bekarav Yisrael. So Gemara Horius teaches. Right, Rashi says it over here. Take a look at Rashi in the word Umel, right, Melech ben Melech. Here, where's the Rashi? Rashi writes Umelech ben Melech, about halfway down the page. Dimishim dimnu alei lo istrich lashmin in the shamin lemi resha. I would know that already from the resha. Aval hashi katarte aim and nun leim kamaisa. Not only did this, so two things he has. V'tamo shel davar l'fisha malchus Yerushahi, says Rashi. See the Rashi in the middle of the page? The reason is malchus yudechsiv l'man yarech yom after hu uvanav. Pasuk says that if you're a Jewish king, your kids get first dibs. The Gemara is going to say, unless he's not royal akach. If he's not royal akach, they wouldn't have appointed him. But if he is royal akach, the king's son would get first rights to the malchus. So therefore, you might have thought this guy's got two things going for him. Number one, they appointed him in Adar. They appointed him, but he didn't take office in Adar yet. Number two, he's Melech ben Melech. So Ma'ad the same with Nimlei Tart and Shonin. Let's already consider him to be in his second year once Nisan comes. Kamash Velad, that we do not say that. Right, the halacha is that a Melech ben Melech, they do not have to anoint him l'malchus unless others are fighting with him, claiming that he's not roy. And once they already appointed him, he doesn't even need Mashicha. So since he doesn't even need anointing, you might have thought that we can count him from there, even if he actually has not actually started ruling yet. He didn't move into the castle yet. So says the Sifsei Chacham. Okay, interesting halacha that Malchus goes be Yerusha. Okay, let's continue, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is not going to quote a source that Rosh Hashanah l'malachim is Echad b'Nisan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'malachim shein monin lehen ela minisan. How do we know that the king's year start over again in Nisan? Shenemar. This is talking about the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, a pasuk in Melachim Aleph. Vayhi b'shmonim shana, v'arba meos shana, l'tseis b'nei Yisrael mei eretz Mitzrayim, b'shana harviyis b'chodesh ziv, that's our month, no? That's Mar Cheshvan. Hu achodesh hasheni limloch Shlomo al Yisrael. The second month, Chodesh Ziv, Cheshvan, which is the second month, oh, we'll have to see. HaChodesh Hashin Limloch Shlomo Al Yisrael, Vayivan Abayis Lashem. Vayivan Abayis Lashem. So it's the second month. So wait a second. So says the Gemara. No, so apparently no, Chodesh Ziv. No, Chodesh Ziv is Iyar. I said it wrong. Chodesh Ziv is Iyar. As we see, Chodesh Hasheni. Right. Now let's see in a second. Hold on a second. So, right. Chadashim, right. Leminyan Chadashim, it's for sure Minisa. HaChodesh Lezeh Lechem Rosh Chadashim. So when you're counting months, so you're for sure counting from Nisa. Like the Gemara is going to say later on. So the Chodesh Hasheni here has to be Iyar. So says Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. B'chodesh Ziv. B'chodesh Ziv. Who Iyar? Kid Mefarish Kra. Who Achodesh Hasheni? And we say later on, I mean, come on. Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Seder Minyan Chadashim. If you ever see the second month, the third month in Chumash, that's always from Nisan. Right. So, Vahibish Shemot Mishnah Rabbi Hashanah L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'er Tzitzayim. Bashanarvi is B'chodesh Ziv. Who Chodesh Hasheni? Limloch Shlomo Al Yisrael. Vayivet Abayis L'Hashem. Now, so we're quoting this thing from Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, the Torah counts it from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Arba Meos Hashmonim Shana, and also L'Malchus Shlomo. So, Makush Malchus Shlomo L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim Mi Nisan, Af Malchus Shlomo Mi Nisan. So, we see from here that Roshana L'Malachim has to be from Nisan, right? We see from here, he's right, that like the Mishnah said, the first line of the Mishnah, Echad v'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, because it compares Malchus Shlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore you see from here that Rosh Hashanah Malachim is Mi Nisan. Ask the Gemara, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minolan Dimi Nisan Maninan. How do we know Dilma Mitishrei Maninan? How do we know that we count the Yitzias Mitzrayim's from Nisan, that they start up again from Nisan, and we don't count them from Tishrei? Obviously, they left Egypt in Nisan, but maybe the Tishrei afterwards, you already start counting the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, which are counted L'Briyas HaOlam. So maybe we should count also Rosh Hashanah from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maybe we should count from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from Tishrei, says the Gemara. Lo saka daitach. No, don't think that way. Dichsev, because by the death of Aaron, it says as follows. Vayal Aaron ha-kohen el horor al pi Hashem, vayomos sham bishnas ha-arbo'im l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'er tzayim ba-chodesh ha-chamishi be'echad ha-chodesh uksev vayi ba-arbo'im shonu ba-ashtei osar chodesh be'echad ha-chodesh diber Moshe v'gomer midikoi ba-av v'kore leishnas arbo'im, from the fact that the pasuk that deals with Mises Aaron, which happened in Av, which is the fifth month after Nisan, it calls it the 40th year. V'kai b'shvat, v'kai leishnas arbayim. And when Moshe was rebuking Klal Yisrael, which was in Shvat, which is the 11th month after Nisan, after Aaron died, and yet it still calls it the 40th year. So it called Av the 40th year, and the following Shvat was also called the 40th year. So you see, we can't, and v'koy b'shvat kodesh nas arboim, and so the pasuk calls it the 40th year, mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, lav, tishrei hu. So obviously, Rosh Hashanah, as far as counting the years, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, is not tishrei, because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim here, and it calls it the 40th year. Because if Rosh Hashanah, as far as this, would start again in tishrei, and the Tishrei after Aaron died would start the 41st year, and Moshe's rebuking them in Shvat, it should have been the 41st year, not the 40th year. So the Gemara rejects this proof. We'll have to stop in the middle here. We'll see in a second. So let's see. Says Gemara, Bishlama ha'eich. I understand the pasuk about the death of Aaron. So it's talking about the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says Mefarish to Yitzias Mitzrayim. It mentions in the death of Aaron that it's the 40th year since Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I understand how that there you have to count at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, but the pasuk about the other pasuk about Moshe rebuking Klal Yisrael, where it says right where Moshe's final speech Sefer Dvarim, right? Sefer Dvarim begins Vayhi. That's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Diber Moshe. That's when Moshe started teaching over Torah Shebaal Peh. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is like the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. As the Torah says, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching Sefer Dvarim. So there, so that pasuk, Elahai, but the pasuk of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Mimai Dili Tzias Mitzrayim. How do you know it's the 40th year since Yitzias Mitzrayim? Dilma la komas ha-mishkan. maybe it's the 40th year of Hakamas HaMishkan. It's not the 40th year since Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have no proof that was talking about the 40th. Maybe Ataka happened before the death of Aaron. How you know what happened? Maybe it was the 40th year since Hakamas HaMishkan. Answer the Gemara, no. Kedamar Rav Papa. Like Rav Papa said later on tomorrow's daf, Rav Papa is going to talk about later on based on the pasuk in Nehemiah. So the Gemara, it doesn't say what the count is. A pasuk in Nehemiah, which doesn't actually say what the count is. The Gemara is going to darshan there shnas esrim l'gzeira shava. Just like in one pasuk says shnas esrim, so to another pasuk says l'shnas esrim. So hachanami shnas arbaim l'gzeira shava. It said shnas arbaim by the death of Aaron, and it said shnas arbaim by Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke. Ma kanli yitzias Mitzrayim, af kanli yitzias Mitzrayim. So too in both cases the Torah says shnas arbaim l'gzeira shava. There meant yitzias Mitzrayim. Here meant yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I'm going to have to stop over here because the next thing goes a little bit lengthy into the next half. Thank you very much for coming. Let's, Bez Hashem, finish Rosh Hashanah together. Let's finish Shas together. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Yitzchak. What's your last name? What's that? Shefren. S-A-P-F-F-R. Right, Yitzchak Shefren. Okay. Thanks for joining.
I'm very excited to join.
Okay.